Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
Here.
Burns. Case.
Here.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquibel.
Esquibel is excused.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks. Pines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins. I'm Nutting.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
President Anderson.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer by Reverend Robinson.
Good morning once again. Your flowers look so pretty today. Let us pray. Most holy God, whose presence fills time and space, whose breath fills our being, we open our spirits to you now, allowing you into the depths of who we are and what we need this day. We welcome you there, for our need is great, and your willingness to meet our need is strong. Almighty God, whose power is loving, whose gifts are plentiful, and whose compassion is vast, hear our prayers, the ones we speak aloud and the ones we carry in our hearts. We seek healing for many suffer from disease and brokenness. We seek peace for many encounter violence and death. We seek justice for those whose actions cause pain, and we seek mercy knowing that we have caused pain too. Creator God, who created us to share in caring for your world and each other, and who creates in us the gifts and the strength to do so, we seek your grace so that we might be encouraged in our work. We seek your wisdom so that we might make good choices. And we seek always your presence with us, strengthening and supporting us every step in the way. Loving God, we pray to you in our need, and seeking you, may we find you. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 29th, 2012, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, that report is adopted. Our doctor for the day is Amy Bell, and Dr. Bell is from Cheyenne. Nurse for the day is Cheryl Schnepp, and the nurse is from the Wyoming Medical Center. On this day in history, in 1872, I didn't see you. You were sitting so quietly behind the big senator back there. Anyway, welcome and thank you. In 1872, President Grant signed an act of Congress that approved the setup Yellowstone National Park and took it out of Uinta County. Thought for the day. Capitalism and socialism stand at opposite poles. Their essential difference is this. The socialist, seeing the rich man in his fine home, says, no man should have so much. The capitalist, seeing the same thing, says, all men should have as much. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a motion for us?
Yes. Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand at ease. The majority party will caucus up in Appropriations Committee room to consider the appointments by the governor. There, you should have received also an additional handout that's been on your desk with additional appointments made by the governor that we just got. So with that, we would caucus now, and then we'll be back to start second reading.
Okay. Senator Hastert, Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Minority Party will caucus up in our minority office at this time.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The Senate shall be at ease until the sound of a gavel while we caucus.